This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Good morning, VOI listeners. You are back with us on the morning session of Indonesia Today with Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And of course, today we'll be bringing you great news, the latest news, and of course, information from all over Indonesia and the world. And lately, I also have been playing some good new songs from Indonesia. So make sure to stay tuned on the morning session of Indonesia Today with me, your host, Unika. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Ministry of Health is aiming to manufacture 306 CT scanner units by 2027 to expand access to screening and diagnostic services for citizens nationwide. Director of General of Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices at the Ministry, Lucia Rizka Andalusia, revealed that there are still many people who do not have access to screening devices that use advanced technologies such as CT scanners. The Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs is prioritizing the provision of fast internet access at affordable rates to communities residing in the frontier, outermost, and disadvantaged areas. To support this, the Ministry is using existing frequencies and preparing frequency auctions for cellular operators, communication and politics special staff to the Minister of the Communication and Digital Affairs, Arnanto Nurprabowo. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hey, once again, good morning, VOI listeners, and I want to boost up your mood in this very, very early morning. Of course, I will play you a couple of songs, a couple of trendy songs, or maybe old songs, but now I want to play you a song that is upbeat, but not too upbeat because it's still early in the morning, you know, it can be too loud. So I'm going to play you this cute and romantic and also sweet song by JKT48 entitled Rhapsody. Enjoy! Thank you.
día para que la UPA sonar.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasa untuk mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam.
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Oh beginikah rasanya, rasanya tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan?
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Pernah rela melepas cintanya. Oh, 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 way.
Dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahu kan dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan. Dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
sampaikan padamu. Masih banyak yang belum sampai aku katakan padamu. Masih banyak yang belum sampai aku sampaikan padamu.
Today, I'll be bringing you the weather forecast so you know what are you facing for the day. And of course, now I'll be starting with the places that are cloudy because lately it has been raining a lot. So, of course, to have a cloudy day is a blessing. So, starting with Kota Denpasar, Serang, Bengkulu, Gorontalo, Jambi, Semarang, Surabaya, and also Pangkal Pinang, you guys will be having a cloudy day, so it's very safe to travel outside and do your activities outside because it would not be raining, but I assume you would still have to wear your sunscreen. And other than that, we have a sunny day. Maybe this is more of a blessing, of course, because lately it has been raining, like I said, so to have a pretty warm day is good. So Banda Aceh, Denpasar, Yogyakarta, Semarang again in the afternoon, and Surabaya and also Tanjung Pinang will be experiencing a sunny day. Bandar Lampung, Pekanbaru, Mataram, Kupang, Makassar, and Kediri will also be having a sunny day. But sadly, there are also places in Indonesia that will be experiencing rain, like Jakarta, Bandung, Pontianak, Palangkaraya, and Manado, Mamuju, Ternate, Ambon, Nabire, and Merauke will be experiencing rain. And there are also several places that will be experiencing stormy rain, so make sure to be careful, bring your umbrella with you, bring out your jacket, and don't be traveling outside because it's dangerous when it's stormy outside. And Manokwari, Nabire in the morning, and Banjarbaru will be experiencing stormy day. So I hope with this weather forecast, all of you VOI listeners that are in Indonesia can be more careful and cautious when you're traveling and having activities outside.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we're going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wunsch came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kabuku, dalam hati ada satu, manis lembut bisikanmu. Bintang malam, semilir angin pun sejuk, seakan hidup mendatang dapat ku tempuh denganmu. Berpadunya dua insan
Indonesian government keeps on showing its serious care for Palestinians. Even the government also continuously supports Palestine by ending humanitarian assistance and many more. According to Director of the Middle East at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ahrul Sani Faturrahman, politically Indonesian government supports Palestine in international forums. He has also his response related to the serious support of Indonesian government to Palestine.
Last February 26, we already launched the national campaign with the theme of Indonesia for Palestine, solidarity, real action, and new hope. So this launch of the national campaign is was involving more than 33 Indonesian NGOs active in humanitarian assistance. So actually, we already get some information, get some hope. Other Indonesian humanitarian organizations also has their own initiative, such as Basnas. They have initiative to build the Indonesian village in Gaza. And from Mercy, they will also renovate the destruction in Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. So this is in terms of humanitarian assistance, along with the continuous distribution of the emergency humanitarian. But from our side, from the government, politically, of course, we will continue to support the cause of Palestinian in all forums that we have access, bilaterally, multilaterally, and also with a cooperation with many stakeholders under the UN, such as the UN OCHA or UNRWA. And bilaterally, we will also plan for the Palestinians to provide them the capacity building programs, economic development program, and also collaborative.
For more details, tune in to VOI Talk, Building Hub in Gaza, available on VOI Official.
Berbeda, lelah, menjauh. Voice of Indonesia.
Sementara kita mesra-mesraannya, kecil-kecilan dulu ya, tunggu sampai semua mereda. Kan ku kenalkan penampilan hujan di tempat lain, pemandangan bagus di tempat yang jauh, bukan yang di dekat rumah saja. Kita kan tangkap banyak kejadian yang menarik, koleksi suasana asyik, perasaan-perasaan yang baik. Cintanya besar-besaran, meski mesranya kecil-kecilan.
Here is quote of the day. Once the sail is luffing, we must sail away from the dock, said Kapitan Patimura. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Thomas Matulesi, aka Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the kapitan or captains, customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
The Ministry of Environment emphasized the urgent need to maintain and rehabilitate Indonesia's mangrove ecosystem as the country risks losing 90,000 hectares of mangroves annually. During the 2025 Environment Day National Seminar, monitored online here on Monday by Antara, the Ministry's Deputy for Environment Damage and Pollution Control Rash CEO, Rido Sani, noted that Indonesia possessed 3.4 million hectares of mangroves, accounting for 23% of the world's total 14 million hectares. And most of Indonesian mangroves, about 2.7 million hectares or 79.6%, are located within forest areas. Meanwhile, the remaining 701,000 hectares are found outside forest areas. I think in the seminar, the control ratio and the environmental damage and pollution control ratio, Rido Sani noted that the areas need to be maintained and also increased since mangroves are one of the nature-based solution to deal with climate change. Yes, this is true. And he also explained that mangrove ecosystem have a greater carbon storage capacity than terrestrial ecosystem, which also have the potential to support the development of Indonesia's carbon economic value, because we now have this new goal of achieving Indonesian Golden Indonesia 2045. And also, mangroves can also be natural coastal protectors, sites of ecotourism, filters to improve water quality, and habitats for biodiversity. So on that occasion, he also outlined several threats to Indonesia's mangroves ecosystem, including land use change, illegal logging, waste pollution, rising sea levels, altered rainfall patterns and increasing temperatures, as well as suboptimal law enforcement and supervision. So, VOI listeners who are currently in Indonesia, if you're Indonesian or maybe foreigners that are currently traveling in Indonesia, make sure to take care of the environment around you so you wouldn't harm it. And of course, one of them is actually mangroves. So when you're traveling and going to vacation on beaches in Indonesia, make sure to take care of the environment around you. Yes, so if you want more information like this, you have to stay updated with us in rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news and information from across Indonesia and, of course, the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jantungku terpompa setiap kita berjumpa. Tak pernah ku rasa tak berdaya tanpa buah kata-kata. Hatiku terbaca, hatimulah yang ku puja. Wahai cinta, beri pertanda, dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada
the fact is that in 2004,
when
there was a tsunami that hit
Aceh,
Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga,
of course the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami
coincidentally, at that time, we went to the sea in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan,
we confessed to the God that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially in Bali,
saat itu.
At that time,
that's
what we see.
Kami melihatnya,
that's where the function of the mangrove forest is,
daripada hutan mangrove itu,
as a food and guard, the coastline, the island that we have.
Pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN. Exactly. When tsunami in Palu, for example, we got very clear information that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora.
Manfaat ekonomi daripada
we have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food, wings, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bakau itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multiple benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically,
And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil
we have continued daily catches, whereas fishermen who have worked locations at the high sea, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most. It has seasonability.
While
we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop. We can catch fish every day, and there is no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, swim, and other various fish that easily and without operating cars we get fish and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada
ukurannya. But the crab has a size. The size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch net that we use to catch other fish. If there are crabs that lay eggs and will also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be raised so that population development can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sharifa, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami.
We are
also talking about abrasion on the coast.
We have seen the reduction
in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java. The loss of mangroves means loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat. Because the seawater is eroded like that.
So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves
or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta,
while maintaining the mangrove communities or small islands
still having good living land and also having benefits for tourism activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome, but economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab.
Sebenarnya idealnya
yes. adalah tanggung jawab
we
bersama.
Talk about responsibility,
dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal
ideally,
sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global.
Responsibility.
Dan itu yang
and shared
untuk
responsibility starts from the local level
to the national
inline, and ya. Even
jadi
global level. And that for success is synergism or in line. So there are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies
and
the national level. It must be
in line.
Don't let the community feel that these are strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk kepada